Positive Chaz podcast on the air right now for Wednesday, February 2nd. It is 9:38 and time to catch up with our guest this morning, George Del Canto. He wrote a book. It's called Godspeed, Steering Through Triumph and Tragedy. George, this book could not sound cooler. Godspeed. It's so catchy.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you. Well, it's for all God's glory. Yeah. Everything we've done has been from the beginning. This was just an impossible dream that God put together a group of people who had no connection to professional motorsports, didn't have resources. And that's exactly how God likes to work, is that way it shows his power and his glory of what he can do.
Yourself included, whenever we do podcasts like this, it's always cool when we catch up with people that are really established in their profession and they're good at what they do. When someone who's seasoned and professional in their field, they come back and they say, this is how God works, because it's not just something you're regurgitating from what you've heard. You know that because you've been through it.
That's right. I've lived it. And what's incredible is how God puts a desire deep in your heart. When you're young, when you're old, whenever it is, as a little boy, my dad took me to the Indianapolis 500 when I was 12 years old. We went 10 years in a row. And then I grew up and, put away my little boy dreams. I loved racing, of course, and went on to the financial world. But, God did not forget that desire that he put deep in my heart. And lo and behold, the purpose was to glorify him. Once I was at another end of my career with the financial world.
Well, you've been busy yet too, because you're the founder and owner of Kingdom Racing after following your spiritual call. And in 2008, Kingdom Racing made history as the first faith-based visionary team to ever compete in the Indy 500 mile race. That is, I don't know much about racing, but I've heard of Indy.
Yes, sir.
That's a big old deal.
That race is special meaning to us because here we did. We came out of nowhere, and that was our first race as Kingdom Racing. Of all things, we went to the biggest stage. We took God at his word, saying, just look for big things for him to deliver. And it took 3 years to do it. But if this is God's ministry or mission, he's going to make it happen.
Let's talk about you for a second. You said you were in finances for a while. You had a dream. You were bit by the racing bug. How do you know the difference? Because you went out and you worked a job, but yet you got pulled back into racing anyway.
It's a question of, I had a false God. I went to school, university, and went to an international career. And, my God was money and power and all the, shiny things it can attain. And I was on that path for over 25 years and built a, a good, comfortable life, had some successes. And, I thought I was going to be on top of the world. But, God had other plans. And my wife came to Christ when we were living in Singapore in 2001, and she started surrounding me with, Christian friends. And it was for the first time that I ever heard the scripture. Mm-hmm. I was brought up Roman Catholic, but, you don't hear take out your Bibles much back in those days. And here, this was the first time I actually studied scripture and was getting close to it. But the money was still really good. So, I just thought that this whole religious, approach was maybe could add to my luck.
Wow.
completely wrong.
Yeah.
Right. It was not until my financial world came crashing down around me when I was in London in late 2001. I was part of the Enron company at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Enron, as you'll recall, was one of the largest corporate bankruptcies in history. And so my career went down, and my business, my finances, reputation, everything was shot in one go. And it was at that point in time when I went to my knees and I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And I said, Lord, you know, I cannot take this anymore. And I was brought up in Chicago, so I was like, go ahead, give me your best shot. I can take it. And said, but no, I was crushed. And gave my life to the Lord Jesus. And boy, just getting up off the floor right at that moment, I was surrounded by just a bubble of grace and mercy that has followed me all the days of my life since then.
You're going from one career into something else, and you came out of Enron. So really what you're saying is that God brought That's Enron right. down to put you into auto racing is where you're going with this.
Yeah, how about that? No, and God, you know, uses all things for his good purpose, for those who love him and those who are chosen by him. And that's when I started following God and not Georgie as far as what my path should be. But, you know, the story, there's more. We all have to go through our, you know, time in the desert, so to speak, where the Lord works out all of our, you know, fleshly and you know, as many human faults as we have. And so I spent next three years, pretty much in the wilderness. I moved to Houston and started attending Bible. I was a baby Christian, just reading and feeding on the word and surrounding myself with a good group of guys with fellowship. It was after that 3 years of journey that I came to that cross point in the road where every Christian gets to, I believe, and that point in time when you look at the Lord and you say, thank you for all you've done, Lord. What is it that I can do for you? Mm. Chris, if you pray that prayer genuinely, fasten your seat belts. You're going on the rocket ride of your life.
And you know what? That means something coming from you because you fasten your seatbelt all the time. You get that. I mean, that's not a punchline. That's for real.
No, you better tighten it down, cinch them down real good because you're going to get battered about and you want to be secure in your seat. And that is secure in your you know, your love for the Lord and faith in him and him alone.
Was that what motivated you to write Godspeed?
What motivated me to write Godspeed is the use it as in you have your positive chat program. And this is to really be an encouragement for Christians to I don't have anything special. You know, the guys in Kingdom Racing, we're just ordinary people. And however, we're willing to step out of the boat, get into some really uncomfortable areas, and pursue and keep our eyes on Jesus Christ to take us where he was directing us to go. And that's what the whole purpose of this book is to encourage Christians to really get out of their seats and glorify the Lord with, you know, their work, go, you know, with church, just helping out on ministries, getting out and just reaching people with the good news of Jesus Christ.
What's the culture of racing like? I know for a lot of us, it's easy to go into your jobs and feel a little bit insecure when you have, let's say, a faith, but not everyone shares that belief.
It better be genuine and authentic because you will be found out otherwise if you have anything else, you know, on your agenda. So you have to be pure about your intention. You have to be persistent, and you have to be just deaf to, you know, false criticism, which is going to come your way. And just keeping that, you know, in mind that what you're doing this is for God's glory and not your own. So it really, you have to, you know, it is countercultural, but again, this is the United States, this is America, and people are very receptive. They're very accepting. And but they're watching. They've been watching us from day one. And what's interesting is as a Christian in racing, that doesn't guarantee that everything's going to go your way, right? I mean, the same stuff's going to happen to you as everybody else. Yeah. The main difference for the Christian is how you react to the bad stuff and the good stuff. That's what makes you different.
Catching up with George Del Canto. He is the founder of Kingdom Racing, IndyCar Racing, which I was like, oh, always wanted to sit down on one of those things. I was afraid if I sat down on one, I couldn't get back out.
Oh, yeah. No, you literally have to wedge yourself into the cockpit. And now, you know, they have these aero screens, which makes it even more difficult. You have to get in over the top slide yourself down, squeeze your legs in, and you're almost prone horizontally. And then you have a claustrophobic feeling because you have this windscreen around you with the support straps all around, and you have limited visibility. And then it's like, hey, step on the gas and let's go 220 miles an hour, dude. What?
Oh, everything about that sounds awesome. Just once, I want to try that. Next time you're in Indy, I'm going to meet you.
Yeah, they do have a program at Indy where they have a two-seater. You can sit behind a professional driver. In fact, one of our guys, Davey Hamilton, is one of the series two-seater drivers, and you can go for a ride at about 200 miles an hour around the
speedway. Everything about that just sounds awesome. We're going to sit in the back seat and do an Instagram Live. Yeah. Shoot a video and put it to Instagram. Godspeed, Steering Through Triumph and Tragedy. This book isn't really necessarily designed for people who are just into racing. This book appeals to everybody.
That's right. This says there's 20 chapters. It goes through just the actual genuine stories of the Kingdom Racing members and teams and drivers. And you can just see that the connection with all walks of life, the difficulties that have been overcome, the challenges faced. It goes from, financial loss to bereavement to divorce to broken relationships to false accusations. So it's all in a racing environment. However, it really transfers perfectly to, people's lives and experiences. So we hope that it's something that people can look at and take hope and come from.
And it's cool, yeah, too, because the foreword is written by Al Unser Jr. There's a familiar name.
Yes, sir. No, Al Jr., well, he lost his dad last year, Al Sr., but Al Jr. has been a two-time Indianapolis 500 winner. He's a great friend. He's been faced his own difficulties. And however, he is a strong believer in the Lord, and he knows that the Lord uses brokenness to really lift up his name throughout the world.
You mentioned earlier about being involved in finances. You talked about the fall of Enron, how that segued into Indy racing. What's the most challenging aspect to living your faith out?
Yeah, it's just, you have to be pretty hard-nosed about it as far as keeping your gaze on the Lord and not looking to your left or to your right, but keeping your focus on Him and continuing step by step towards Jesus. We all have our destiny has been, is assured when we accept Him as our Lord and Savior. But the difference then of our lives is on the journey. And, the journey that creates the legacy of what you're going to be remembered for. And what I want to be remembered for is that He loved God.
Yeah.
And that's, that's the focus. And the rest is the rest.
Everything that you've been through, what you've poured out into the book, when people sit down and start flipping through the pages, what's the one thing you're trying to get across?
That there are highs and lows in all of our lives, that we can, when we feel we're at the very top of the mountain, that might be the, beginning of the downslide on the other side. And you're going to go into the deepest valley that you've ever been into. And that the only answer to really keep a perspective on this is that whether you're high or you're low, keep your faith in God. Trust in the Lord and keep your eyes on Him throughout. And He will set your path straight. Do not lean on your own understanding, as Proverbs 3 says. So trust in the Lord throughout your lifetime and your challenges and go to Him. He has the answers. He will open the door. He will meet you when you need Him. And when He is waiting for you.
George Del Canto is on the phone with us. The book is called Godspeed, Steering Through Triumph and Tragedy. Now, you guys are on social media, too?
Yes, we are. Kingdom Racing is on Facebook, Instagram. KingdomRacing.net is our website where you can pick up a copy of Godspeed. You can join us, follow us. We'd love to hear from you. We are all over the United States at racetracks, coming, as I mentioned, to Mid-Ohio. there in late June and early July. So look us up. We'd love to hear from you and your listeners.
Where do we get the book?
It's on our website, kingdomracing.net. And there you can click the link. It'll go to Cross Training Publishing. The folks will send it straight out to you, or it can also be found on Amazon if your listeners prefer to use that Jeff Bezos company.
Sounds familiar. Heard something about that rockets launching people in space and stuff. It was cool meeting you this morning. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you, Chris, and Godspeed to you and all there in the Ohio area.
Can we pray for you before we cut you loose?
Yes, sir.
God, thank you for George. The cool thing is it's fun when we meet different people who have been called into different fields and different responsibilities and things that they do. The phrase maintain your lane kind of takes on a different meaning now. And all of us being experts in our own individual area, Father, we thank you for the field that George is in with Al Unser and some of the other people that are in auto racing, that they can influence and they can touch a whole universe, a whole life of drivers. Father, we thank you for a refreshed energy and a new sense. And we thank you for that purpose that you gave George. And he was in one profession. You moved him out of that into something else. And this is his life work. And we thank you for a new energy to come to him in 22, that you bless him. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's not because of his goodness, but because of yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, George.